Good morning, everyone. In a moment, the U.S. Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, will join our provocative conversation on education in the 21st century. But Elise Barr, good morning.
Good morning.
You are principal at the Brooklyn School for Collaborative Studies. Is that right?
I am.
You called our program earlier and said that if you could take someone in educational policy or something in educational policy to the principal's office, it's an easy answer you would have to that question.
Yes, I suggested that I would take the entire United States Department of Education to the principal's office for relying too heavily on excessive use of high-stakes tests, which are tests of low-level thinking. And they're commercially made, they cost lots of money, and they are creating a system in which we are teaching children to learn for tests, and we are not teaching children to think. So we need to move to real-time assessment in classrooms with real teachers speaking to real children about real things, watching children learn, thinking, asking them how they think, studying their errors, and going deeply into the process of teaching and learning through actual educational research.
All right. That's fine. Stay with us, Elise Barr. That'll be the first question I put to the Secretary of Education, who joins us in just a second. Will you stay with us?
I will.
I noticed that you have a snow day today, correct?
Yes, and otherwise you would not be hearing from me.
Well, so the snow in New York is an advantage for us here in our conversation on education. Joining us now is Arne Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education. He joins us from Washington, where there's some snow on the ground there in Washington. First of all, Secretary, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, John.
And I'm familiar with your work in Chicago, where I went to a college, a challenging school system there, where you were the head. Let's start with the question that Elise Barr raised here at the beginning. Is it time to leave No Child Left Behind, or is it maybe a moment to rebrand No Child Left Behind, as you alleged, as you referred to on the Department of Education website a week and a half ago?
A couple thoughts. First of all, I agree with her that I think the bar is too low, that in too many states we've sort of dummied this thing down to the lowest common denominator, and in fact we need to raise the bar. I think our students today are competing for jobs, not down the block within the state, but they're competing for jobs with children in India and China. I think we need a higher bar. To her point, we need better assessments so that students have a chance to learn what their strengths and weaknesses are along the road. And when we talk about a higher bar, I mean internationally benchmarked, college-ready, career-ready standards. And we need to really tell the truth to our students and to parents about what students' strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and have great real-time assessments that she talked about to really give our students the ability to improve where they need to.
All right, Secretary, our excitement in having you on the program is that we get to put to you directly some provocative comments that were made on the program last week when we spoke about what education for the 21st century really means. And Bob Compton, an educational entrepreneur who was commenting on the stimulus package, says if we refund simply the status quo, we might not achieve the radical vision that he thinks we need. Listen to this, Secretary.
President Obama hired the right man, but now he's given him the wrong mission. And he's loaded him with $100 million to spend fast. This money is going to go into the states along traditional channels, and it's going to cement American education firmly in the 20th century.
Secretary Duncan, what do you think of that? Right man, wrong mission? Do you agree?
I don't. And this is obviously an extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime sort of historic opportunity to make things dramatically better. We have to push very, very hard for reform. I agree with the caller that the status quo simply isn't good enough, that we have to get dramatically better. What we can do with these new resources are a couple things. First of all, I talked about really raising the bar, raising standards, college-ready, career-ready, internationally benchmark standards. You need to develop great assessments behind that so you can tell a second grader or a third grader, are they on the way to college and being successful or are they not? You need great data systems. You need to be able to track student achievement year after year, track students against teachers, and track teachers back to their school of education to see which teachers are really making a difference in our students' lives. And then finally, we have to think very, very differently about how we reward teachers and principals. As you know, in education, talent matters tremendously. We have to get the best and brightest into education. We have to keep them there. And we have to reward them not just for success for students, but for taking on the toughest assignments, whether that's, you know, inner city, urban, or rural. And with the resources we have, we can dramatically challenge the staff. status quo, not just invest in the status quo.
Well, you've already alluded to something that came up on the program last week, and that is monitoring students on a more or less continual basis using data systems that are being tried out here in New York and some other urban centers. But let's move on to the question of early childhood education. There was a question last week about where the money for early childhood education is really targeted.
In the recovery package, there's $5 billion investment in early childhood because he realizes this is important not just in the short term for the economy but for the nation's long-term economic health, that you really need to invest in these years.
Now, Secretary Duncan, that's someone you know, Cornelia Grumman, who's talking about the first 5 years fund. She appeared on The Takeaway last week and talked about whether the money from the stimulus package is going to go to early childhood education in the 0 to 3 years, extending Head Start, or basically refunding the existing Head Start program. Which is it?
Yeah, it's actually going to go across the board. We need to do two things in early childhood. As you know, this is arguably the best investment we can make. There's nothing more important to our students that we can do than to get our students off to a great start. So in my mind, this money is going to accomplish two things. First is to increase access to early childhood seats, and there's a real shortage of seats available. But the second thing, equally as important, if not more important, we need to increase the quality of these seats. So if this is just glorified babysitting, we're really not changing our students' lives, and students need the most help. But if our students have great teachers who have had great professional development and they can enter kindergarten with their socialization skills intact, their literacy skills intact, then they have a chance to be very, very successful. So I think this is an extraordinarily important part of the recovery package.
Well, our listeners are definitely responding to your presence on the program. Here's a statement, a message that came in just this morning. Listen to this, Secretary Duncan.
Hi, this is a message for Arnie. I'm a teacher in New York, and what would really make a difference would be to make class sizes smaller. Anybody who thinks that class size doesn't matter is crazy and doesn't know anything about teaching.
Secretary Duncan, can the federal government do anything about that?
Well, I'll tell you what we've been able to do is we've been able to stave off a catastrophe. As you know, with the recovery package, we're going to save literally hundreds of thousands of teaching jobs. I think your call is from New York. I was with the mayor and the chancellor and Randy Weingarten, the president of the AFT in New York, 2 weeks ago, and they estimate that due to our state stabilization fund, we're going to save 14,000 teaching jobs in New York alone. And what I was really worried about was what I think would have been just an educational travesty, where we would have seen class size around the country go from, you know, 25 to 38 or 40. And with the funds in the recovery package, we're able to save many, many of those jobs. There's an estimate of as many as 580,000 teacher jobs being lost. So at this point, we're not able to reduce class size significantly, but we were able to ensure that things didn't get dramatically worse, which would have been just a terrible, terrible blow to children around the country.
Secretary Duncan, quickly before we go, a teacher emailed us and said, we need a new school equipped and designed for high school students that are pursuing professions in the arts. Tip of the hat to arts programs.
Very, very important. I think we have to really think about high schools around the country. We have to get dramatically better, and the more students have a chance to pursue their skills and their interests and dreams, whether it's the arts, you know, whether it's trades, whatever it might be, the more our students have a chance to really chase those things that they want to be successful in long term, and we provide many more concrete opportunities for students to pursue those dreams, but also to make real connections with adults. Our teenagers need
right.
adult mentors, role models more than ever before, and we have to make sure we're creating high schools where students have the opportunity to really connect in meaningful ways to adults and not get lost, not to be anonymous in big schools, which I think is a recipe for disaster.
All right, Secretary Duncan, on his way from one meeting to the next, U.S. Secretary of Education, thanks so much for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day now.
Sure. More responses and more of the conversation will be on our website. Elise Barr, principal at the Brooklyn Collaborative Studies School, did the secretary have anything to say to you there?
I wish he would have addressed the resegregation of American schools, and I'd like to suggest to him also that we launch a national reading campaign inspired by the fact that we have a president now who is an intellect and a reader, and we can he actively shows us his reading life. So let's start a website where we can get volunteers like myself to respond to kids' posts about reading,
right.
And then let's have them be able to download certificates that celebrate them as readers.
All
right. Let's not forget about Brown versus Board of Education. It was the best federal work that we did.
Elise Barr, principal of the Brooklyn School for Collaborative Studies, thanks for joining the conversation. It continues on our website.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.